And the same with, for instance, Tetris, original version, the Soviet one. And you know, the amount of work, yeah, Alexei Pajitnov was working for the Soviet government, and that's how he developed Tetris. And Alexei himself reconstructed the whole game and even gave us a simulation of the cathodic ray tube that makes it look slightly, you know, like it's slightly bombed. And it's fantastic. So behind these acquisitions is an enormous amount of work, because we're still the Museum of Modern Art. So even when we tackle popular culture, we tackle it as a form of interaction design, as something that has to go into the collection of MoMA, therefore has to be researched. So to get to choosing Eric Chahi's wonderful Another World amongst others, we put together a panel of experts, and we worked on this acquisition, and it's mostly myself and Kate Carmody and Paul Galloway. We worked on it for a year and a half. So many people helped us, designers of games. You might know Jamin Warren and his collaborators at Killscreen Magazine, and you know, Kevin Slavin, you name it. We bugged everybody because we knew that we were ignorant. We were not real gamers enough, so we had to really talk to them. And so we decided, of course, to have SimCity 2000, not the other SimCity, that one in particular. So the criteria that we developed along the way were really strong, and were not only criteria of selection. There were also criteria of exhibition and of preservation. That's what makes this acquisition more than a little game or a little joke. It's truly a way to think of how to preserve and show artifacts that will more and more become part of our lives in the future. We live today, as you know very well, not in the digital, not in the physical, but in the kind of minestrone that our mind makes of the two. And that's really where interaction lies, and that's the importance of interaction. And in order to explain interaction, we need to really bring people in and make them realize how interaction is part of their lives. So when I talk about it, I don't talk only about video games, which are in a way the purest form of interaction, unadulterated by any kind of function or finality. I also talk about the MetroCard vending machine, which I consider a masterpiece of interaction. I mean, that interface is beautiful. It looks like a burly MTA guy coming out of the tunnel. You know, you can, with your mitt, you can actually paw the MetroCard. And I talk about how bad ATM machine, you know, usually are. So I let people understand that it's up to them to know how to judge interactions so as to know when it's good or when it's bad. So when I show The Sims, I try to make people really feel what it meant to have an interaction with The Sims. Not only the fun, but also the responsibility that came with the Tamagotchi. You know, video games can be truly deep, even when they're completely mindless.